So Why's a Dad? By Edwin Isaacson Whiting. Hobble Creek Canyon, Utah. When I was 8 years old, I wanted to do what the men were doing, so I cut down a small tree. It took me most of the day, and Uncle John said, if it was a little bigger, they would use it, so of course I immediately wanted to cut down a bigger one, and 3 days later I had one down. As our old prince was not busy, and with the help of my sister May and Will Whiting, we harnessed him and dragged the log in. I received so much praise from all the mill men, I decided that I had found my calling. During the next month I worked as much as my blistered hands would permit and produced quite a pile of lumber. One day, on a side road, I found a tree some logger had cut that had lodged against another tree, but been abandoned because of the danger of trying to dislodge a tree half down, with its butt on its own stump and its top in another tree. Two of my friends, the Martin brothers, were killed that way, each by a different tree but only a few months apart. This tree was much larger than any I had brought in so far, a prize, if I could get it. After a lot of planning, I decided to try it. So I cut one side of the stump on a slant downward and the opposite side of the log on an upward slant, so that when I had the two cuts made, the log slid off away from me as I had planned, and went down as nice as could be. I pulled it into the mill, expecting to cause a sensation. I did, but in a different way than I had expected. All the men at the cookhouse discussed it, and their unanimous opinions were that I had done a foolish thing, had narrowly escaped, and should be immediately barred from the woods. Mother had tears in her eyes, and I decided I was in the wrong business anyhow. All the praise for my other work had come to naught with this great blunder. I was weeping when Dad came in. Everyone wanted to tell him how bad things were, and give advice about what to do with me. Wise old Dad said, "Eat your dinner, then we will go up and see what he did do. At least he got the tree that all you fellows left." 61 years have passed and I still remember that. Holding Dad's hand with most of the crew following, we went to the scene of the crime. Dad looked at the stump and asked if I slanted the tree to match it. Then he said, "It looks like a pretty smart piece of work, and not much danger the way he did it. Some of you fellows might learn from the boy." And so I was back in the logging business again. I am too proud for words of so wise a dad. All through life I have been better able and more anxious to face any situation than I could possibly have done if Dad had ruled against me. They brought a photographer from Springville and took a picture of the mill with old Prince hitched to a log, with me in the foreground. For over 60 years, that picture has hung in Mother's home.